This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels, today on the program. Once again, we're speaking with Christine Cooper, the CEO of Aquium LLC and the co-managing member of Kohler Fitzgerald LLC, a law firm with a national practice. Christine leads the firm's healthcare practice and is dedicated to assisting and defending plans and patients. And Christine, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this today.
Well, I certainly am as well, and looking forward to hearing from you further and learning further from your expertise. So to kick things off here today, tell us, what is the explanation of benefits, or EOB, and what role does it play in your employer-sponsored health plan? Let's kick things off with that today.
Sure, absolutely. So an explanation of benefits, or an EOB, is not a bill. However, it's very important to the billing and benefit claim process. The EOB is an after-the-fact statement that you receive from your health plan administrator that describes how a claim for payment for medical services was processed. It has on there who the patient was and the services they received from the medical provider, what those providers charged, whether any of those charges were excluded from the calculation of benefits. That is typically the result of one or two provisions, excluded charges as more than the rate negotiated with a network provider or the maximum allowable expense for that particular service. More importantly, or most importantly, it has on there what portion of those charges you as the patient are required to pay to satisfy the plan's point of purchase cost sharing. So things like your co-payments, deductibles, co-insurance, etc. And it'll have $1 value on there that tells you how much you need to write your check out for. And then it also has on there what portion of the charges that your healthcare plan is actually paying. The EOB should provide on it a glossary of terms and definitions that helps you understand how to read the EOB and what information is on there, as well as instructions on how you can appeal your claim if you don't agree with how the benefits were calculated. While it isn't a bill, you do want to retain that EOB for your records if you have enrolled in a health flexible spending account or an HSA account. Certain expenses can qualify for reimbursement. And in some situations, you may want to have those EOBs for your tax return. Oftentimes now, those EOBs are electronic. You can opt out of mailing, but some people receive them by mail, and you would see these for any type of medical service that you bill through your insurance.
Great information, Christine, on that, on the explanation of benefits, or EOB. That is most helpful. Now, taking that even further, what is an advance explanation of benefits, and how does it work for healthcare consumers and employer-sponsored health plan members? Talk to us about that as well.
So I have to tell you, I'm really excited about these advance explanation of benefits because we talk a lot about price transparency, but I think these are a really meaningful way to understand your medical spend before you spend. So the advanced EOB requirement is part of the No Surprises Act transparency rule, which was passed by Congress. It's designed to give advance notice of how a claim for future scheduled medical services might be processed, including all of the information I just described as to what's on an EOB. For the provider and services submitted, how will such a claim be processed, and most importantly, what the plan will pay and how much the patient will owe out of pocket for that particular test or procedure. The No Surprises Act requires health plans and insurers to provide an advanced EOB when requested in advance of treatment. So it's something that the patient or the member of the health insurance plan actually has to ask for. But the requirement applies whether these non-emergency scheduled medical services are to be delivered in or out of network. It's a great way to know how much you're going to owe before you even go. So the advanced EOB has to be issued within a certain time frame after the provider submits what's called a good faith estimate of charges. So the good faith estimate is given to your insurance provider. They then run that through their system to be able to pop out one of these advanced EOBs. The advanced EOB is the only document that would give the patient sufficient information to identify the estimated costs of the scheduled non-emergency treatment.
Now, another question for you. How can health plan members ask for an advanced EOB?
Yes. So providers and facilities, upon an individual scheduling of the items or services, or upon request, have to provide that good faith estimate of the expected charges for furnishing the scheduled item or service. including anything reasonably expected to be provided in conjunction with the scheduled treatment, whether through a specific provider or facility. So the first step is for the patient to ask for a good faith estimate from their provider. That estimate is to include the provider information, the potential dates of service, the billing and diagnostic codes, so that the insurance can process that good faith estimate and kick out an advanced EOB. Once the good faith estimate is requested and submitted to the insurance company, they're supposed to kick out an advanced explanation of benefits to you. Unfortunately, over a year ago in August 2021, the responsible federal agencies confirmed that they would not be providing further guidance on the good faith estimates or the AEOBs until formal rules were adopted, which has not been done yet, and no timeline has been set for that. So the subregulatory guidance received back in August 2021 confirmed that the agencies believe that, and this is a quote, consumers have existing recourse to challenge out-of-pocket costs through the internal claims and appeals and external review process described under existing laws and regulations. In other words, the agencies believe that because you already have the opportunity to challenge how your claim is processed after the fact through that appeals process, that there's no need to hurry and provide guidance so that, you know, patients might use the information in advance to become better consumers and to understand their own spend when it comes to selecting providers and managing their spend. Managing your spend can reduce costs in other ways too. By shopping for the most cost-effective, high-quality care, you can receive, you may reduce the amount that the plan pays, which over time is going to reduce the cost of coverage and, you know, reduce the amount that's taken from our paychecks to cover those premiums. So it's, you know, it's a big picture and a small picture. You're going to save up front by knowing how much your healthcare is going to cost and by being able to shop around, but in the greater scheme of things, your premiums are going to go down too. Even though the government is not enforcing the advanced EOB requirements yet, you can still ask for a good faith estimate and an advanced EOB when scheduling non-emergency services, because the insurers and the providers are required to act in good faith in providing those.
Well, we certainly appreciate this valuable information and for your joining us here once again to inform us well. Always appreciate it. Today we're speaking with Christine Cooper, the CEO of Aquium LLC and the co-manager and member of Kohler Fitzgerald LLC, a law firm with a national practice. Christine leads the firm's healthcare practice and is dedicated to assisting and defending plans and patients. Here on eHealth Radio's Health Insurance and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, how does a member, Christine, evaluate an advanced EOB when received, and how can they request another quote for the same procedure from a different provider?
So you look at your advanced EOB just like you look at your regular EOB that you would receive after the services. It's got the same information on it. It should have the glossary of definitions that will help walk you through it. And when in doubt, you can always ask your plan administrator who you should contact that could help walk you through that AEOB or your regular EOB. Whether you are or satisfied or are not satisfied with the advanced EOB, you can shop for a different provider for the exact same services by requesting a different provider submit a good faith estimate. You can always have a second look at it. So, you know, if you're shopping around, you can do a cost comparison and stop at, you know, shop at two different hospitals, have them run through the good faith estimate and the AEOB and compare and see which one suits you better, looking at both the quality and the cost.
Also tagging on to that, how can members work with its plan administrator for guidance and to identify a reasonable price for procedures?
So your plan administrator or the designated claims administrator knows a lot about their providers, about the charges, about where you're likely to pay more, where you're likely to pay less, but they also should have some insight on the quality too. So when you want a comparison shop upon receiving that first advanced EOB, you should contact your administrator for more information and if you have any questions. When you reach out to that contact, you'll want to ask for a recommendation regarding other providers of the service so you can get that second EOB and compare.
Christine, as always, it's most helpful to have you come on to cover this, and it certainly helps us plan ahead, which is so important when it comes to our health and finances as well. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to add as we do wrap things up here today?
Yeah, so we talked a lot about cost, but quality is really important too. So in addition to pricing, knowing a provider's quality metrics and outcomes can help you with your decision making on which doctor to go see. Physician quality metrics can be difficult to obtain. You want to look for board certification. When it comes to hospitals, you can check out the Medicare's website called Care Compare. And they can, there's a lot of information on there that can help you make a decision, as well as talking to your plan administrator.
And thanks for that bonus resource. That is most helpful and appreciated. Also, if listeners wanted to get more information on Aquium, where's the best place to do so as well?
The best place is aquiumhealth.com. It's our website with all our contact information.
And of course, we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. As always, Christine, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Christine Cooper, the CEO of Aquium LLC and the co-managing member of Kohler Fitzgerald LLC, a law firm with a national practice. And for all the details, visit aquiumhealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.